Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Two German immigrants in the 1800s, John Vintian and Hermann von Helms, decided Jacksonville, Oregon needed a bakery, so they opened one, followed by a billiard saloon in 1860. To reach Jacksonville, the billiard table survived an ocean voyage around the Horn to Crescent City and a mule-drawn freight wagon trip from there. In the 1880s, the owners added a brick balustrade and the name, Table Rock Billiard Saloon, at the front of the building. The saloon proved very successful and became one of Jacksonville's longest-running businesses. It contained a cobbler shop and housed the town's first museum. Helms asked townspeople to share items they had collected. Soon a large case contained items from the Tequilma Indians, Jacksonville gold, freaks of nature, coins, fossils, and other items telling the story of Jackson County. When the saloon closed in 1914, Helms' Cabinet of Curiosities held a collection valued at $50,000, the equivalent of more than $1.2 million in present-day dollars. A fire gutted the building in 1960, leaving only the outside facade intact. Restored in the 1970s, the present-day building houses a coffee shop. Today's episode of As It was written by Luana Corbin, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.